Hello, Lions fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions' Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joining me for the second time this season, head men's lacrosse coach Brendan Storybert. We have some guests here, newly announced captains Zach Kerrigan and Frankie Villeneuve. How are you guys doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Doing well, guys. Well, it's a pleasure to have you guys on here. We just mentioned newly announced captains. Coach, let's talk about the decision to name Frankie and Zach captains for this season.
Yeah, I think we're at a point in the fall where we've had, 20 practices or so. Zach's kind of been, took the reins as a leader early on. And then, not to discount Frankie's leadership before being named captain, but, he separated himself from, other guys who, are leaders on the team. And, he was voted by the team to be a captain and joined Zach. So can't ask for two better guys to lead the program.
Zach, Frankie, let's get your perspectives on what it means to be named a captain. And Frankie, from your perspective, too, what it means to be voted on by the guys in the locker room as a team captain, kind of what that means to you as well. Whoever wants to start first.
To me, being voted on by the guys, I mean, like, that was a really big compliment that I took, and I'm really excited about it, and I'm just kind of following Zach's lead as we go. He's got the C, I got the A at the moment is what I view it as. So, but it's nice to get the respect from the team, and I'm excited to, like, just keep moving forward. It doesn't change how we're going to prepare and how we're going to battle it out and whatnot, but it's exciting to move forward this way.
A couple years ago, I never thought I'd be a captain. And when I got here, being a senior, I just had a conversation with Coach, and he thought I should be the voice of the team. And I really, really enjoy it now. And I really wanted to work for our team to be the best they can.
Let's talk about, kind of briefly, Coach, you and I talked about it in our first interview, kind of the end of the season last year and how that affected you guys as a coaching staff. But let's talk about you guys and how it affected you as players and as students too, kind of just everything kind of shut down immediately. What was the immediate reaction? And then now that you've been on campus for a while, you kind of get back into that zone. How good does that feel to, start preparing for a season under somewhat normal circumstances?
It was super emotional. A lot of my best friends were seniors, so seeing their season end was really tough, but really happy to be back here. And it's weird still with COVID, but I'm glad we're being able to practice. Our team's doing really well with all the COVID stuff.
Yeah, in March when we got shut down, I mean, like, I hadn't prepared to say goodbye to some of those seniors, and that was just a tough blow to have to do that, and it was hurtful. And it also, at the same time, all of us are carrying that emotion into this year, and it's motivating us to work harder and know that every day we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so might as well be today to work out.
Coach, before or during our first interview, this is before everyone had returned to campus.
Yep.
Now that you've mentioned you've done 20-odd practices or so, let's talk about what you've seen from the team that you're liking so far and what you guys are looking to improve upon as we head into this Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, I think, when we got here, Coach Ratty and myself, we wanted to, sustain the effort, and I think our team this year has certainly done that better than in the, our first couple of years. So that's what we talk about a lot because, I think our effort and our toughness is something that if you're not playing well, you're having a bad day, that's something you can still take, care of yourself. So the effort that we're playing with consistently is great. We just focus on that and, getting a little bit better each day. So, I'm happy with, the progress that we're making. And obviously, these two guys are, big proponents of the consistent effort out there.
So, Zach, Frankie, I think anyone that watches the game kind of notices two different skill sets for you guys. Frankie, mostly known for your face-off prowess. Zach, for your goal scoring. The abrupt end of last year, you were leading the sack in goal scoring. Let's talk about certain aspects of your game that you want to improve upon this year. Again, whoever would like to take the reins on that one.
Two-way midi, that's what we have to, the shot clock, you always have to play defense on. Always need to get better at defense. Whatever coaches need me and our team needs me to do, that's scoring goals or getting assists. I'm okay with whatever they need me to do, but hopefully I'm still scoring goals.
This year on the face-offs, the NCAA changed the rules, and so it's a different stance now and different hand grip. We've been working hard to figure it out, get the new system in, and figure out our foot placement and our speed and the power we've got to put into it. And I think we're doing a really good job this year doing that, and I'm just excited to get out there and see what the other teams can do.
So again, we're kind of in the fall. We're heading into Thanksgiving break. Have a couple exhibitions in February that you're looking forward to. Let's kind of have, as Stuart Jolly will say, that 10,000 foot view of the season. Kind of let's preview that season and what the schedule's looking like as of now. Of course, schedule's subject to change, but as of what we have right now, let's kind of talk about the 21 season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have such a hard conference, right? There's going to probably be four teams in our conference that are going to be top 15 teams preseason. Then you'll have, you know, some other programs who, you know, are going to be in that top 25, you know, and they'll be shuffling in and out. So, you know, we're going to start with an exhibition against St. Andrews, who, you know, their coach reached out to me. And I think it'll be a kind of a good start, you know, to gauge, you know, where we are. Are we in shape? Are we able to clear? Are we able to ride? Are we running our offense how we need to? You know, do we have the second, third slide there? Things like that. And then we're going to play a team, Belmont Abbey, who is, you know, the last 3 or 4 years been a top 10 team, you know, made the NCAA tournament, was going to make the NCAA tournament last year. And then we'll really test ourselves and see where we're going to be at when we play those top 4 or 5 teams in our conference. So, you know, we're focusing on, you know, I think a realistic goal for us is to make the conference tournament. And, you know, that's what we're striving for. Obviously, we're going to go into every game, you know, thinking we can win because, I mean, anytime you, you know, put the helmet on and go out there, you have a chance. So I think we have a team that wants to compete and wants to get Mars Hill back to, you know, where they were and winning, you know, conference championships. But first we have to make the conference tournament, and we're going to have to beat some, you know, quality teams to get that chance.
Coach Storier says conference tournament is one of the big goals for the team. Zach, Frankie, for you guys, what are your goals for the team, but also your individual goals as well as you head into the season?
For the team, like I agree, getting into the SAC tournament, that's a big goal. I've never been there. It's something I've always wanted to do every year I've been here, and I just think that's a really attainable goal for us this year, as long as we keep working hard and keep going at it. Personally, I just want to win some face-offs, honestly.
Yeah, the tournament would be fantastic. Always wanted to get there, but individually, maybe All-American. That's what I'm looking for.
Say, not bad goals to have, for sure. You know, let's kind of deviate from lacrosse. Let's just talk about being back on campus, just in general, being around your friends, being back in classes. Talk about kind of what that means to you guys and you know, how it's felt to, again, kind of get reacclimated back with Mars Hill.
There's a lot of new freshmen on our team, so I had to make new friends. We can't really hang out with them that much, which is tough. But the most you can see them, we have to make those relationships. And now that we're lifting, practicing way more, it's great to see those guys. Class is pretty weird, but just got to roll with it and keep working hard.
Definitely not being able to connect with the freshmen the way we have years prior is a bit of a challenge. But I think with our how we're moving this far, and we're into phase 3 right now, and I think we're doing a better job of really bonding as a team, and it's fun to see everyone come together and get to know some of these younger guys.
It's good catching up and obviously kind of seeing the optimism that you guys have for this year. Coach, any final thoughts as we wrap up the podcast in regards to how the team's been preparing thus far in the fall and moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't mention obviously how well the school has handled this, you know, to start. You know, everybody kind of getting on board right now, right? There's so much negativity happening, and to, you know, be here and kind of have the whole campus come together is great. You know, and kind of have one focus and continue to be on campus and start back up in February. But, you know, my team, you know, obviously led by these guys, has done a tremendous job, you know, following the rules from what I've seen. Obviously, I'm not with them on Saturdays and Sundays much, but, you know, in that 9-to-5 time slot, you know, they're wearing their masks, they're social distancing, they're doing a good job in the dining hall, class, things like that. So I'm, you know, I'm really proud of how they've handled this, and they seem to be focused on, you know, coming back in February and trying to take care of business.
So I'm looking forward to February as well. But again, as we wrap up, guys, congratulations on the new roles and best of luck in this upcoming season. Coach, I'm sure we'll be catching up throughout the season as well. Thank you guys for taking the time and doing this today.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.